ZPH Mobile.
Good evening, KB4 CPA Mobile.
For CBA Mobile from WB4 ZPH. Good evening. How's things going?
Now, I guess it's going pretty good. Name here is David, and I'm traveling on 185 coming into town. And I've been to my grandson's basketball game. They within the last minute, the other team tied it up, and they wouldn't let them play a tiebreaker because it wasn't, like a championship game. So they had to leave with the score tied, and that just kind of took the wind out of everybody's sails.
Boy, yeah, that's not usually the outcome anybody's looking for, I guess. The name here is David also, so it should be easy for each of us to remember that. Where was the game, or where does your grandson play basketball at?
You know, honestly, I'm not sure who they are affiliated with, but he plays for Powdersville Middle School, and they played at a gym right there on 153. I don't know if you know where the Pizza House is, but there's a gym right there in that same section, and I think actually there's a little street that separates them, but anyway, they kind of play in some of unusual places sometimes, but and it's in Powdersville. I mean, you know, I don't even know the name of the building.
Like good fun, though. Middle school games, high school games too, or you know, middle school and younger, the kids really have fun with it, I think. And it's a good time to get around and meet up.
I had to stop here. I'm trying to make sure I'm stopping before I can hit the repeater. Me and my wife were there, and of course, this is our oldest daughter's son, our first grandson. So, I don't go to every game, but I might when if he plays in high school, but. They're in the, they got so much to learn right now. There was a lot of walking calls and jump ball calls and that kind of thing. And the refs were, you know, they were pretty tough on them. I mean, and they should be. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I guess a good ref will kind of help the kids learn the rules of the game, you know, and set them up for success in future games. So, yeah, so long as it's within reason, I think you're right. It's probably good for them to be a little more stringent on the rules so that the kids not only have fun but can learn something from the experience too.
But what are you up to tonight? You out and about, or are you at home?
I'm on the road right now, but I'm trying not to be. I'm trying to get home. I'm over here right near the little Rebel restaurant on 290. So I'm getting pretty close to home. Just coming home from work.
Kirk, you're not supposed to say that word on amateur radio. That's a four-letter word.
I have to excuse my language. I inadvertently used that four-letter word, but I guess I'm coming home from employment, and the other four-letter word that no one, well, some don't mind it, but most don't want to hear it, is the S word, snow. Sounds like maybe some's coming. I don't know.
See, if it gets here, it gets here. If it don't, it don't. I've been kind of disappointed in Channel 4 here lately. I think they need to bring John Sesswich back and and let him, head things up, or at least let him, let them consult him. he could get a lot more accurate forecast than we're getting these days. And this is one of the hardest places to forecast the weather. Denver is number one in places it's difficult to forecast the weather.
Yeah, I guess it's an interesting profession, one where, you know, your outcome or your, you know, produced result is not really tied to your pay, I guess. So it's not an easy profession, I'm sure. I think if done right, there's probably a lot of work that goes into it. But I didn't know that about Denver. I can believe it about this area. It seems like it's hard to say what tomorrow might hold.
I went to hear John Sesswich speak. I was taking the senior adults from the church, and that was part of my job at the time, mainly music, but I enjoyed taking the senior adults around, and we'd go on trips and stuff. But anyway, so John Sesswich was speaking at Pendleton Street Baptist Church when it was there. And I'm laughing because it's torn down. John just asked the whole crowd. I mean, it was packed because it was seniors from all over the upstate. He said, where do you think the hardest place in the United States is to forecast the weather? And for some reason, Denver just popped in my head. And so I just said, Denver, Colorado. He went, you're exactly right.
Yes, but maybe you knew a little bit about it before. Did he elaborate on why it was one of the more difficult regions to forecast that?
Now, he was comparing the mountains there. I don't know if they didn't have the radar system at the time or what, but he said, weather would come over the mountains and just surprise you. You didn't know, what was going to hit you next. And I've never been to Denver, so I don't know a lot of the same kind of situation here in the what we call the Piedmont. The clouds, most of the time, if winter weather tries to come over the mountains, it doesn't make it. Kind of just breaks it up or, whatever. But, we get our best southeast. It comes straight up 85. And, that's when we get our best snows.
Makes sense that you mentioned the mountains. I've been a couple times up to Cherokee, North Carolina, camping up there, and the little campsite that we stay at, it feels like you're just right smack dab in between two mountains. And it might seem like a normal clear day one minute, and the next minute is just flooding you out.
My sister lives up in Maggie Valley, and course, they, you know, they see more snow than we do. They got some with this last event that came through that we, you know, that we didn't get, but or we didn't get much. And so sorry, I'm having to drive and I can't talk at the same time. but there's, you know, where she lives, she's almost at the bottom of the mountain. You have to go up just a little ways from where she lives. But there's on the main highway there, there's two mountains. There's a mountain on either side of you. So, you know, if you're on a VHF, you know, unless you're real close to a repeater, you're just not going to hit anything because you know, FM's a line of sight and it doesn't like to go through dirt.
I know exactly what you mean. Wild camping up in that location I was talking about, I have taken a 2-meter radio with me before, and it's nearly useless because you just have mountains straight up on either side, and you just can't really get in good range or line of sight range on any of the repeaters over there. They're in that area in Cherokee. Well, David, I have arrived at home, so I'm going to move on in and start the weekend off, but not stay up too late with it. Nice to talk with you. Be careful out there on the road, and have a good evening. This is WB4ZPH.
WB4Z. Oh gosh, now I've already screwed your call up. Can't remember your suffix. Anyway, enjoy the QSO, and thanks for the ride along. I've still got a few miles to go here. I'm headed down way to Hampton. I live over in Taylor's. But anyway, you have a good evening and enjoy your weekend. And you'll be off from that four-letter word, hopefully. I don't know if you work tomorrow or not. You know, I've had jobs where for 40 years I was on call 24/7, 365. So, you know, if somebody called at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and they were in the emergency room and they needed a pastor, you know, I was usually it because, you know, the head pastor didn't want to go. But anyway, you have a good one, and I'm glad to be retired. 73's KP4CPA.
I'm supposed to be off for the next 2 days, so I'll be a free man. So, all right, thanks again. Have a good evening. KP4CPA, this is WB4ZPH.